Day two of the rout on Wall Street as the Dow plunged another 545 points and change. What happened? And might the upcoming earnings season turn things around? It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 11th of October. Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. In other business news today, what happens if Sears does declare bankruptcy? We've got some questions and answers for you. Amazon might be hit with a postal rate hike. We'll tell you all about that. Also today, we're going to take a deep dive into the world of healthcare costs. You know, it doesn't matter if you're an employer or an employee. You know that healthcare costs for everything from insurance to treatment continues to increase, taking more away from the business bottom line and from your take-home pay. Might we be at the point to have a serious conversation about why no industrialized nation on the planet is clamoring to model the U.S. healthcare system? Michael Leidy, today for the interview. Stay with us. The business news is coming up next.
Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tero International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tero. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Well, the Dow closed off by nearly 550 points today, and yet another down day across all the indices. Investors and companies are being plagued by interest rates, tariffs, employee shortages, a strong dollar, and more. Well, now the experts are looking ahead to the earnings season. Might that be the tonic that cures Wall Street? You know, it's happened before, and just this year. Back in March, stocks had a rough go. Then a parade of companies lined up to report profits that were even fatter than Wall Street had forecast, which helped turn momentum and get stocks back on the upswing. But can it happen again? The earnings season ramps up on Friday with reports from four of the country's biggest banks. Stocks are tumbling for similar reasons as they did in March, led by concerns that rising interest rates will derail markets and trade tensions will hurt the global economy. So we've seen all of this before, and expectations are high that once again for blowout quarterly profits. Analysts are looking for growth of roughly 20% or more from S&P 500 companies for the third straight quarter. The problem is that several warning signs indicate this reporting season might not be that spectacular. First of all, many corporations are tamping down expectations of huge profits, something that didn't happen this past spring. Also, corporate costs are rising. The price of crude oil touched a four-year high last week, which is pushing up expenses for all kinds of companies. For example, PP&G, that's a maker of paints and coatings, said on Monday that higher prices for oil and other raw materials would dent not only its third-quarter profit, but also its fourth-quarter results. Wages for workers have also been slowly rising, which could add more pressure. And finally, the tariffs are starting to take a bite out of corporation profits. Fears about the global trade war and its effect on future profits are driving stocks down, even when companies are posting profits. Finally, the dollar is continuing its climb upward. That means U.S. goods cost more, and when other countries consider trade and tariffs and the cost, well, that could be enough to drive them elsewhere. In short, don't hold your breath. You know, there's talk that Sears may soon file for bankruptcy. If that happens, what should you as a consumer know? Well, Sears, once one of the big brands of America, has managed to stay afloat in recent years by borrowing cash from its CEO and selling off desirable assets like real estate and brands like Craftsman. Well, now reports say that Sears is working with advisors to prepare for a possible bankruptcy filing even as early as this week. But just because Sears Holdings might be in trouble doesn't mean that consumers have to be. Here's a roll of some questions for you, okay, and some answers. So the question is, will your local Sears store close? The answer is possibly. So far, Sears has announced that 46 of its underperforming stores are closing in November. The plan involves shutting down 13 Kmart locations and 33 Sears stores in several states. Question number two, can I still use my gift card? Well, the answer to that is yes for now, but experts suggest that you put them to use right away. What's the best time to shop for deep discounts at Sears? Well, maybe right now. According to the Better Business Bureau, when retailers close stores, they're likely to have some sales. But you got to be careful. Some items are going to be deeply discounted, but it's also likely they will be marked no return. There may not be a place to return those items to anyway, right? What about this? You purchased an extended warranty. Will Sears still honor it? Well, the answer to that question is at the point where a company files for bankruptcy, warranties and return policies will likely be business as usual. That's according to people familiar with those dealings. However, when Sears closed down its Canada stores last year, the retailer stopped honoring extended warranties. Refunds on protection agreements were only allowed if purchased within 30 days of the company's liquidation announcement. Now, the good news is that other companies stepped in up in Canada to honor the agreements and perform repairs at no cost to the customers, but there is no guarantee. What about the return policy changes? Well, it shouldn't change immediately. That's according to the Better Business Bureau. And layaways, what if you have them? If you've got a layaway, anything on layaway, you should go get it and pay it off. If you're planning to buy anything to match something that you already have, you might want to get that as quickly as possible. Questions and answers. Possible bankruptcy of Sears. Wow. Well, the U.S. Postal Service has proposed a 9 to 12% increase to the shipping service used by Amazon. The Parcel Select service, which is also used by United Parcel Service and FedEx, is the last and typically the most expensive step in the shipping process that gets the packages to the customer's doorsteps. The USPS proposed a 9.3% increase on this service for packages weighing over 1 pound and a 12.3% increase to lighter packages. The USPS also proposed a 3.9% increase on Priority Mail Express, a 5.9% increase on Priority Mail, and a 10% increase on First Class Stamps. All these changes, if approved by regulators, would go into effect on January 27th of next year. And who's going to pay for all that? Yeah, you. Well, it's turning out to be a lousy October for the markets. The Dow closed 545 points and change lower, bringing its two-day loss to more than 1,300 points. The S&P 500 dropped by 2.1% and posted its sixth straight decline. The broad index also broke below its 200-day moving average for the first time since May. The Nasdaq pulled back 1.3% and briefly entered correction territory. The Dow fell as much as 698 points at its lows of the day. The indexes bounced after a report that said that President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping would meet at next month's G20 summit. The financial sector was the second worst performer on the S&P 500, dropping by nearly 3%. J.P. Morgan Chase fell by 3%, Citigroup off by 2.2%, and Wells Fargo slipped by 1.9%. And Treasury yields pulled back from multi-year highs, with the benchmark T-note sliding to 3.13%. At the bell, the Dow was closed at 25,052, the NASDAQ at 73,29, and the S&P 500 to 27,28. Shaky equities, well, those pushed the price of gold up by over 2.7%, or $33.20 an ounce, to end the day at $1,222.50 an ounce. Oil, that lost $2.28 today and fell to $70.89 a barrel. And like we just said, the 10-year T-note closed at 3.13%. Now you're up to date with all the numbers. When we come back, a conversation about healthcare. healthcare costs, and more with Michael Leidy from the Sanders Institute. This is a topic that touches every single employer and employee. Stay with us. More to come on the Business News Hour.